Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The organization's name is simple: Clean Up the Lake. It's also their mission. Since 2018, Colin West and his group of volunteers have dedicated their time, expertise, and diving skills to go inch by inch along the coastline of Lake Tahoe and surrounding alpine lakes to pretty much fish out as much junk and trash that they can get their hands on. It is tedious work, but their efforts have paid off. Here's a quick listen to the tally. 42,000 pounds of trash pulled out from beneath the surface, 500 pounds of trash from the surface, 94 miles of underwater coastline cleaned, all of this from 250 dives and thousands of volunteer hours. Included in those numbers is their latest effort at Fallen Leaf Lake, which is near Lake Tahoe, a much smaller and shallower lake. And their work is paying off big time, but with also some surprising results. Joining us from Lake Tahoe is Colin West, the founder of Clean Up the Lake. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Vicky. Really appreciate being here.
Yes, it looks like a beautiful day in Tahoe, blue skies. Well, the name of your organization is clear, obviously. So what is your background and really what motivated you to get started into cleaning up the lake and starting with Lake Tahoe?
Oh, it's a great question. My background was a completely different set of skills and passions. And I was into wine and did a master's in wine business and traveled the world actually filming wine and food and doing TV shows and feature documentaries for places like Hulu and Amazon. And I was kind of unfulfilled at the end of it with the work I was doing because I just felt like I was fattening the bottom line of corporations, and I wanted to give back and I wanted to make a difference. And I was traveling in 2017 and was in Central America and came across the litter issues. And I started a 501c3 that's legally Clean Up the Keys, but DBA of Clean Up the Lake. And I didn't know that what laid on my backyard was just as dirty as what I was seeing on the beaches of Belize.
Yeah, I mean, Lake Tahoe is obviously one of the most beautiful lakes in the country and the world. I would imagine this is an enormous amount of work. Can you kind of help us visualize what it takes to do what you do?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, coming from being more of a small film and television production company, I didn't really think it was going to be challenging to start a nonprofit, but navigating, you know, the ins and outs of running a charity has been very interesting. And that's one set of skills, the behind the scenes, where we have 5 to 6 different staff members that are working hard to organize this these cleanup efforts that we do. And then, you know, currently we're actually just south of Tahoe right now, and we brought 20 of our volunteers down with us, and we're doing different cleanups and pilot research dives and things of that nature. So the full scope of what we're doing is quite interesting, with divers, with free divers and snorkelers, kayakers, jet skiers, boat captains, litter sorters, and data collection software on the jet ski, all sorts of things.
Yeah, an array, an assortment of water equipment, which is great. When it comes to diving, is this shallow diving or do you actually do some deep water?
So when we started this organization, we just saw a problem, identified it, and wanted to fix it, wanted to clean it up, wanted to think about how we could work to prevent those issues moving forward in the future. And so with this, we started diving 0 to 25 feet. But throughout our 5-year plan, we've identified in year 3, where we also are going down to depths of about 70, 75 feet to better understand how litter's accumulating in these different lakes that we approach.
You started with Lake Tahoe. It was a 72-mile cleanup. What kind of trash did you find beneath the surface?
Oh, all sorts of things. I mean, we're starting to see, you know, similarities between the lakes that we go to, you know, loads of beer cans and soda cans and bottles and plastic and food bags and boxes and construction equipment, and sadly, a lot of tire dumping, which I think could be attuned to the fact that they're actually quite expensive to dispose of, and people are probably putting them out of sight and out of mind for them. But for us, the tires that they dispose of in the lakes are sitting in front of our faces.
Yeah. And it's not only Lake Tahoe. You go to other alpine lakes as well. Fallen Leaf is a nearby alpine lake to Tahoe. You know, that was your recent project. What went into the work there?
Yeah, so we are still active on both Donner Lake, just west of Truckee, and we have a little bit left to finish on that project, as well as Fallen Leaf Lake, as you said, where we're only a mile in, and we're kind of coining the term that we found the dirtiest mile in the Tahoe Basin because
Really?
we pulled out over 3,000 pounds, and there's been over 100 tires that have come out
Wow.
as well,
You
and we're only
also,
1 of 7 miles in.
only 1 of 7 miles in. You also found a Ford Model T in Fallen Leaf Lake?
We aren't sure of the model or the brand, but the age
Vintage.
appeared to be quite old. Some of the tires nearby it were left, and also the axle or frame of it where the wheels would attach onto was there. And then we also saw the engine block next to it, and everything kind of came together. And it was an exciting day when we realized what we were highly likely looking at to be one of those old, like early 1900s vehicles. And so I don't know how many brands were out there back then, but I know Model Ts were, so wouldn't be surprised if that was the vehicle we were looking at.
Yeah, I would classify that as a pretty interesting find. What other interesting things do you find?
Oh, just yesterday, we haven't talked about where we are right now, but just yesterday I came up on, let's see, probably an ancient old, like 100-year-old fishing boat, an antique pocket watch, all sorts of different things with the litter that's there. But with the more older items, we don't touch it. We respect the State Historical Preservation Office's laws of anything 50 years or older as an artifact, and we're only after the litter and the trash. So it's cool when we see those, but what we do is just we photograph it. We signal the numbers and the GPS devices on the surface to our free divers. They mark that, and then we give that information to the state. But we love picking up trash, and we love seeing interesting things like that too.
It must, I mean, obviously it's pounds and pounds and pounds of trash, but also just you must feel so much lighter like after doing something like that.
Yeah, it is cool. Everyone's very excited, and I've done some normal dives. And I remember my girlfriend and I came out of just a basic dive that wasn't cleanup. We're like, oh my gosh, that was boring. Like, we want to do cleanup dives. And I think everyone just feels this great energy when they're off there diving with a purpose and doing something good.
You said you're about 20 miles from Tahoe. Where are you?
I am just in the Sierras, just down south of there at a small lake. And so we're just getting some pilot research and things done at the moment.
Not
And then
nice.
once the smoke clears, we'll be back up in Lake Tahoe. But that mosquito fire's bringing all too many memories of last year.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. When it comes to the trash that you actually can't take away, 50 years or less, where does it all go?
Yeah, so the litter and the trash that we pull out, we actually use a United Nations Marine Litter Categorization System that had, I think it was over 77 categories that we've actually modified for freshwater systems in order to better understand what is in these lakes. And so every dive that we do, it could be a 0.25 miles or more, we'll actually have all the litter from that tiny section of lake broken down into 83 different categories. So we begin to get a whole lot of data to better understand, is it fishing equipment? Is it tennis balls near public piers? So we can better educate the public to prevent these issues from happening. But then when we get that litter, after we've sorted it, some of it we will recycle if we don't need it. But a lot of things we've been doing, we're actually saving them to do art installations. And so we're working with our old partners from the 72 Mile Cleanup, Tahoe Blue Vodka, Tahoe Fund, Parasol Foundation, and the Visit Lake Tahoe or the former LTVA to do a big art installation in front of the event center in South Lake. And then now we're speaking with Town of Truckee to do a big art sculpture from the Donner Lake litter in the town of Truckee. So it's a fun thing to be able to work with artists and share the story to prevent litter in the future.
Yeah, it's kind of like upcycling and creativity, but also the data that you collect is pretty useful. Do you report it to, I don't know, government entities?
We do. We're actually going to be working with Nevada State this year and holding more of a symposium with a lot of the more paramount agencies in the Tahoe Basin, specifically to the Nevada side this time, so that we can educate people what we're finding, what litter is down there, and be able to make that information as public as we can so that, we can do everything we can with that data. But also, if there's other agencies and people that can benefit from having that and prevent litter and things in the future, then we'll share that with them too.
Given that you have such a unique experience with alpine lakes in the Sierra, not only Tahoe, but you mentioned Donner and Fallen Leaf. You're 20 miles south, so you're getting closer to the Eastern Sierra, which has tons of alpine lakes. I guess, what is your assessment of the health of our alpine lakes in the Sierra?
You know, I think it's sad to say that it's been ignored for decades. That out of sight, out of mind term keeps coming, you know, coming to mind for me, just because I'm seeing the same kind of issue in multiple lakes that we're diving. And I've even gone as far south as, you know, Arizona and seen similar problems there. And I think, you know, as a species, as human beings, we've just kind of ignored that, you know. And in some areas like Fallen Leaf Lake, I went and there were some divers that didn't pick it up, but decided to just grab the beer cans and the tires and put them on top of logs and sticks like they're Christmas ornaments. And it's like, well, no, we need to do better. We need to, you know, we need to clean up these things that we're finding. And so I think it's sad to see how much it's been ignored, but it's great at the same time to see everyone really rallying behind it. The volunteers, the communities we work in, people like you being able to share the story and really be part of fixing this problem together.
What is your call to action for people who are listening and visit Lake Tahoe and enjoy being on the lake as well as other alpine lakes?
You know, I think call to action would be, you know, to realize that every individual does make a difference. And so their choices do matter, you know, whether they are able to switch away from single use plastics and get reusables. That's important, you know, and looking at themselves and the impact that they have on our planet, on our waterways. And for those people that want to help, we, you know, they could reach out to clean up the lake, and we're always excited to speak to people. I talk to everyone I can personally as much as possible. And also we are definitely in need of donations moving forward. You know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit and charity. And so if people want to support this program and support cleaning up Fallen Leaf Lake as well, they can go to our Instagram at Clean Up The Lake, and you'll see a GoFundMe link there for that campaign, or just cleanupthelake.org/donate to support our organization and the efforts that we're doing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Obviously, it's labor intensive, but it's also cost, you know, for the time and the volunteer hours that you devote, not only diving, but you mentioned just so many people and their skills contributing to this.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, cost is definitely a factor, equipment and supplies and, you know, the amount and the time that we kind of go through things. I mean, you can see my fingers here and the Band-Aids on them. Like, you know, the equipment gets a bit ravaged as we do. So it's, you know, it's important to have that support and, you know, have dry suits and things that function. I mean, at the beginning, we were and kind of use dry suits and trying to be as economical as we can. And I was like, okay, maybe this is a cost worth bumping up so that I don't die in 36 degree waters because my dry suit keeps flooding.
You know? So yeah, it's a good idea.
All the support we can to keep safe is great to have.
Colin West is the founder of Clean Up the Lake. Thank you so much for your dedication.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me here, Vicky. Have a great day.
You too. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.